Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dylan Morris about the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation Grants and Awards Ceremony. There is a Heritage Foundation grant ceremony coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation is hosting our annual award ceremony, our grant recipient ceremony. It's a chance for us to really celebrate all the positive things that these nonprofit organizations around Knoxville are doing and hoping to accomplish. So it's really exciting for us, and we want to welcome people to come visit, learn about what the Heritage Foundation does, learn about what these organizations do, and hopefully how they can become involved themselves.
Seeing what these nonprofits do around town, what type of impact do you see them make year in and year out?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, as we all know, it takes really a village to make a community successful. So it's not anything that any one group or any one set of folks can do on their own. It takes everybody. It takes everybody's efforts. It takes everybody's time and interest and passion to build the kind of community that we want to have. And that's really what the Heritage Foundation looks to support.
Why is getting the recognition for these groups out there important? I mean, is it just to drive up memberships? Is it to get new projects going? And why do you think it's important?
It's all of the above. It's all of the above. We really want to celebrate the heroes that make these things happen, whether it's the development of a new park, you know, the refurbishment of an old building, the expansion of an existing program or something like that. We want to make sure that these people know that the work that they're doing is important, that the community appreciates it, and that we're looking forward to more and more so that we can continue to see Knoxville grow and change for the better.
Talk about getting involved in some of these nonprofit organizations. Who do you think should get involved, and who do you think needs to get involved?
Well, I think it's something that everybody can do. You know, everybody may have different appetites. They may have different abilities. They may have different interests, and that's really what drives it. So you find an organization that, you know, fits with your passion, that is something that you really hope to, or something that you want to see change or improve in the community, and then you throw yourself behind it and you get involved with it in the ways in which you can. You know, if it's $5 or $10 here, that's fantastic. If it's, you know, an hour here, an hour there, that's, you know, great. I mean, it's whatever people can do. It takes everything. So it doesn't have to be $1 million donation. It doesn't have to be, well, we worked on this every day for a year. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It takes everybody. So wherever you are, wherever you can be, you should be involved.
Talk about the Heritage Community Foundation and why it's important that the community comes together and gives recognition.
The Heritage Community Foundation, I think, is important, and people ask why they should donate to the Heritage Foundation because, you know, I think it's important because it's really sort of a blanket organization. It takes care of the community as a whole. People can give $100 to the Heritage Foundation, and we can spread that $100 and leverage that $100 into, you know, several hundred dollars by the time we combine it with other donations and things like that, so where we can make a real impact on an organization. They say, you know, well, I've only got so much money to give. Well, that money, you know, you give it to the Heritage Foundation, we can funnel that around to 10 or 15 different organizations in a single year. So it really, it's a very cool organization. It also comes with tremendous tax benefits. So if people want to make particularly larger donations or gifts, does have some financial benefit to them to do that while also being able to invest in their community.
Let's swing back to the grant ceremony, the award ceremony. What are the details on that, and who should show up?
Anybody who's interested should show up. We've sent out invitations and you know, notice to those folks that are going to receive gifts, the applicants that are going to receive gifts. So we're very excited, again, for them and to recognize their hard work. But anybody who's interested should show up. We'll have some refreshments. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres and things like that that we're very excited about. It's at the Grand Theater again this year downtown. So it'll be just a short ceremony, maybe 40 minutes, an hour, something like that. So not a huge time commitment for people, but they should come out, learn about what the organization does, learn about what these other organizations do and how they can get involved in the community, and spend some time, you know, celebrating these folks and their hard work. It is Wednesday, May 30th. At 4:30 again, it's at the Grand Theater downtown.
Thanks to Dylan Morse for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at kniakrls.com.